So let's review. After completing the topic of Birchas Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah continues to explain the next one of the Ve'elu Nemorin Beloshna Kodesh, which is Parshas HaMelech, the psukim that the king reads during the Mitzvah of Hakel. Zok the Mishnah, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad, Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Bishmini B'Matzah Shviyiz, Eisen Lei Bima Shel Eitz Ba'azara, V'Hu Yoyshev Aleho. The Mitzvah of Hakel is on the second day of Sukkot of the eighth year that follows Shemitah, when all Jews, Anoshim, Noshim, and Taf, would gather in the Beis HaMikdash to hear the king read certain parashas in Sefer Devarim, also known as Mishneh Torah, and they would build a wooden platform in the Yezus Noshim for the king to sit on. The Pasuk of Hakel states, Miketz Sheba Shonim, Bamoyid, Shnas HaShemitah, Bachag HaSukkos, Bevoi Chol Yisrael, Lerois, Begeimer. And although the words Bevoi Chol Yisrael imply Me'eschal to the Moyid, that Hakel is at the beginning of Sukkot when the Yidden arrive, Rashi explains, however, that Hakel cannot take place before the second day because they cannot build the bima on the first day because it's Yom Tov, and they cannot build the bima beforehand because the Dachka La'azara, this would cause congestion in the Azara. Therefore, they were only able to build the bima on the second day of Yom Tov, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah continues, Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah, V'noisn l'resha knesses, v'resha knesses noisn l'skan, v'skan noisn l'kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol noisn l'melech. The Shamash brings the Sefer Torah and hands it to the Gabbai, who hands it to the skan kohen gadol, who hands it to the kohen gadol, who then hands it to the king, because as the Gemara explains, kula mishum kavod de melech. This was done to show the numerous ranks under the king. V'hamelech emiru mekabel, v'kairei yoshev. The king stands up to accept the Sefer Torah, but sits down when he reads from it. The Gemara explains that this took place in the Ezus Noshim, because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Ela L'Malchei Beis David Belvad. Only a king who is a descendant of David HaMelech may sit in the Azara. Others may sit only in the Ezus Noshim. The Mishnah continues, Agrippas HaMelech Omed V'Kibol, V'Kara Oimed V'Shabchul Chachamim. The king Agrippas, a descendant of Hordus, remained standing while reading from the Sefer Torah, and the Chachamim praised him for this respectable act. The Gemara explains that although Melech Shemachal al Kavoide in Kavoide Mochel, a king may not forgo the honor due him, however mitzvah shani, he may forgo his kavod for the kavod of a mitzvah. And afterward, Ukshagia l'loy sucho losis alecha ish nachri, zolgu ein of demois. When Agrippas began to read the pasuk of the prohibition to appoint a Gentile king, he began to shed tears because his father was not Jewish. They comfort him and said, "Don't worry, Agrippas, you're our brother," because as Rashi explains, "She'ima mi'Yisrael," his mother was Jewish. The Gemara relates that at that moment, the Yidden were sentenced to genocide because they were chaynif l'Rasha. They approved of his transgression in order to gain his favor. And even though he was considered a Jew through his mother, however, as Rashi explains, Eved Hoya Ve'ena Rola Malchus, he was a servant who is disqualified to be king. The Mishnah continues that the king then reads from several parashas in Sefer Devarim, also known as Mishneh Torah. V'kari mitchilas Ela Hadvarim ad Shema, V'shma Lohayim Shemoya, Aser to Aser, Kisachala La Aser, Uparshas HaMelech, Ubrachas Uklolas, Acher Gemer Kol HaParsha. He starts from the beginning and reads until after the parasha of Shema Yisrael, the acceptance of Omar Shemayim in Perek Vav. He then skips and reads V'hayim Shemoya, the acceptance of Ol Mitzvahs in Perek Yud Aleph, Aser to Aser in Perek Yud Dalad, Kisachala La'aser in Perek Chav Vav, Brachos Uklalis, the acceptance of the Bris in Perek Chav Zayin, until the end of the parasha. He then goes back and reads the parasha of Melech in Perek Yud Zayin. As Rashi explains, he recites the two parashas of Meiser, because Sukkot is the time of separating Meiser. Therefore, Kaira es Elu Yachad, Shlela Hafsig b'Meisers. He recites these parashas consecutively and does not recite the parashas of Melech in between in its correct sequence, as not to separate between the two parashas of Meiser. The Mishnah continues, after the Kriya, the king recites the brachas. Brachas shekaren gadol mevarach eisan, ha-melech mevarach eisan. Ela shenoisin shel regalim tachas mechilas ha-oven. The king recites all eight of Shalish Regalim in place of the bracha of Yom Kippur. In continuation of the incident with Agrippas, the Gemara now elaborates on Chanufa. Amrib Shimon ben Chalafta meyoyim shegaver egreifa shal Chanufa, from the day that Chanufa became widespread, nis avsu hadinen, the Dinei Torah became corrupted because, as Rashi explains, Hechnifu Hadayanin as Bali Adin, the judges ruled falsely to gain favor of the claimants. V'niskalku Hamaisim, people are more involved in bad deeds because Hagadolim Lo Michum Nechanufa, the leaders do not protest against the Bali Avera in order to gain their favor, and as a result, the public began to learn from the Bali Avera. And the Ein Adam Yochel Lo Melechavei Roi Maise Gadolim Imasecha, one is not better than the other because they're all sinners. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Marava Ve'itei Merib Shimon Ben Pazi Mutar Lahachnef L'Rishon Ba'olam Hazeh. We are permitted to flatter a Rasha in this world under certain circumstances when necessary to defend ourselves. As the Pasuk referring to Olam Haba states, Le'ikare Oid L'Novel Nodif Ve'lechile Lo'yamer Shoya. In Olam Haba, there will be no Chanufa to the Rishon. This implies Mechlal de Ba'olam Hazeh Shari, that in Olam Hazeh, it is sometimes permitted. Reb Shimon ben Lakish adds that we see this from Yaakov Avinu, who told Esav, Kal kein ru'isi fanecha kir ois penei likim batertzeni. I consider meeting you as honorable as meeting your malach. However, Reb Levi holds that Yaakov did not say this to flatter Esav. On the contrary, Yaakov said this to frighten Esav and let him know that he frequently meets malachim. The Gemara now mentions six statements of Reb Elazar regarding Adam shiyesh b'chanufa, a person who seeks to flatter others. Simen, af, Ober, Gehenim, B'yadoi, Nida, Goyla. Af, maybe Af la'olam, B'loi oid, Elash ein tefilas nishmas. He brings about Hashem's anger to this world, and his tefilas are not accepted. Uber, Afilu ubarin shebeme iman mekal noisei. Even the unborn children curse him. Gehenim, Neifu b'gehenim, he will end up in Gehenim. B'yadoi, Kol amachnef l'chaveroi, Seif neifu b'yadoi. Vim einu neifu b'yadoi, Neifel b'yad banav, vim einu neifel b'yad banav, neifel b'yad ben banay. If he flatters another person, he will eventually fall prey to that person, or to his son, or to his grandson, as we see from Yirmiyahu Hanavi, who is chaynif to Hananya and was later captured by his grandson Yeroi. Nida, kol eida sheyesh b'chanufa mu'usik nida. He is repulsive as a nida. Goyla, kol eida sheyesh b'chanufa l'seiv goyla, will eventually be exiled from his home. Bimri Ba'aba says, Arba kitois im makablis penei shchina. The following four groups of people do not receive the shchina. Kat leitzim, those involved in mockery. Vekat chanifim, those involved in flattery. Vekat shakarim, those who are liars. Vekat misapri lashon hara, those who speak evil of others. Hanalach perak el namarn. We have Baruch Hashem completed the seventh perak of Masechta Saita, and will continue with the eighth perak, Meshuach Mochama, in the next.